aftermath of last week's Northwest Airlines incident in Plains. 8 men and 4 women have been seated on a jury to hear the first criminal case stemming from the raid of a polygamous group's West Texas ranch last year. Opening statements were scheduled to begin today in the case against Raymond Jessup. He's charged with sexual assault of a child, a charge stemming from his alleged marriage to an underage girl. NASA successfully launched its biggest rocket in nearly 40 years when the Ares 1X successfully blasted off this morning.
From the look of it, it was even better than they had hoped for.
Ignition and liftoff of Ares 1X, testing concepts for the future of new rocket design.
In 2 days of trying to launch this all-new rocket, NASA's Ed Mango had nothing but praise for the team.
Our first flight test, and the only thing we're waiting on, was weather. That says you all did fantastic.
Now these rocket scientists will evaluate data collected from more than 700 sensors on board as they look to develop the Ares 1Y flight coming up in 2014. Rory O'Neill at the Kennedy Space Center.
For the first time since March, sales of new single-family homes fell in September. The drop of 3.6% was an unexpected drop. Meanwhile, government figures show the inventory of available new homes is now at a 27-year low. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of John Quirk, who was with Intelligence for many years. He's retired now and involved in tracking down financial scams and things of that sort, but he's good enough to come on with us from time to time to talk about his impression of what's going on. He's just back from being over in the Near East and the Middle East and traveling throughout Europe for 3 months, and so I want John to bring you up to date about what's happening over there and really, of course, what's really happening here as far as the finances of our nation. Because, ladies and gentlemen, whether you know it or not, this country is in serious financial difficulties. John, you pick up the story.
Good to be with you. Well, you know, when we talk about the financial situation, you have several major issues. One revolves around China. Two revolves around China. And three, I think we're talking about massive financial fraud, and then all of the things that are going on with the banks. You know, Secretary of Treasury Geithner said that a lot of TARP monies are going to be paid back. And at the same time, the administration is looking for continued bailouts, probably $8 billion to GM, more money to the banks. The banks are not loaning money. They need more money, actually. So the whole issue of what's happening in the economy revolves around China, fraud, and the U.S. economy, because the U.S. economy faces other economies. And then some of the rumors that are starting now, some of the negative things, are that the United States may take another dip, possibly go into a recession bigger than the one we have, or a depression. Again, that affects the dollar. China is waffling back and forth about the dollar. There's some thought that the Chinese, the Germans, and the French want to beat up the dollar. I think that's true. I think the dollar's been going up and down, but eventually the dollar is not going to be the main currency of the world, which will not be a catastrophe, but it won't be very good for the United States. We'll try to maneuver around that. But let me talk a little bit about China. China is kind of in a schizophrenic mode now. They have, if you look at their economy, they did a very good job on their own bailout. And people say that what they did is, it's great, okay? They have something also like $2.5 trillion in currency reserves. They're continuing to loan money to the United States, but they're continuing to complain about the fiscal irresponsibility that Washington is doing, and that's damaging China's vast dollar holdings. And yet they're talking about, do you have a strong dollar or a weak dollar, and how does that affect China? China's stimulus and lending efforts are basically pushing up the bubbles in the stock and some of the real estate market. But that could change dramatically because the Chinese don't look to the future. They look, you know, they look for the day, today, what's happening today. And as smart as they are, as good manufacturers they are, and good businessmen, they're really not the kind of capitalists that the United States are. But they hold us almost in a position, which will be very soon, of extortion. They probably will start pressuring us on military issues, diplomatic issues, and trade issues. And in a certain way, it's already starting. They're starting to organize their own East Asian blocks, okay? They've been doing that for years, but now they have an East Asian bloc of 16 nations, and the United States is not invited to any of the meetings. They have meetings all over, but the media doesn't report it. They have meetings in Burma and Singapore and Hong Kong, even Taiwan. They have meetings all over with this new East Asian bloc, and they're basically weaning them gradually. They say they're not, but they're weaning them off of the dollar, okay? In other words, this new big co-prosperity sphere, they call it the Asian Brotherhood sphere, is what the Japanese tried to do in the 30s, and, you know, what happened then, we wound up going to war. So China, in many ways, is the key to what we're doing. A lot of people don't know this, but between May and September, we've printed more money than we have in the last 20 years. And it's continuing. We're continuing to print money. If we want new health care, we're going to print more money. If we want a new space program to Mars, we're going to print new money. The budgets that we're looking at in Afghanistan, we can only print more money. And where are we getting that money? Where are we borrowing the money? It's from China. So China is the key to what's happening in the financial world today.
But you can't, you know, spend yourself into prosperity here in the United States. And everything we're doing is digging a deeper hole and undermining the value of the life savings of the American citizens. This massive amount of money they are creating down the line is going to lead to hyperinflation. There's just no way you can avoid it. Sooner or later,
absolutely,
it's going to happen.
And what the experts are saying is that eventually what's going to happen is that these sovereign wealth funds that are flush with money will be eaten up by inflation. And then what's going to happen, unemployment is continue to rise over the next couple of years. And as unemployment rises, people are going to be taking jobs for less money. They'll say, hey, look, I was making $20 an hour, I'll work for $15. Somebody else will work for $10. So you've got hyperinflation, unemployment going back and forth, a lot of money being drained out of the United States. And even though the dollar is weak, there has not been a big rush by Europeans to come in and buy our real estate or our products. China is the country that's basically keeping us afloat. But if you look at all of the major depressions, 1907, if you look at 1929 and 1941, if you look at the circumstances today, the only thing that eventually will get us out of this is a war. And people, experts in the military and the CIA are saying if things don't turn around financially, and there's a lot of subsets to that, the fight for oil, the fight for resources, the change in the environment, we could have certainly major world wars, or they'd be regional wars, probably not in this hemisphere, but they'd be in the Asia or possibly in the Middle East. And the United States, being a real super capitalist country, may be certainly involved in that, because a lot of people forget the Depression hit in 1929, and my father was a World War II hero, lost his eardrum at Monte Cassino when he was 19 years old. The unemployment statistics were not, we didn't really have employment until 1941 and 42. So because 9 million guys went in the Army, 9 million men and women went in the Army, the women were working in the factories, and it took us a war to get out of that terrible depression. Well, some people, and I don't think it's exaggerated, are possibly predicting 15 to 25% unemployment in this country because of the following. Our position with China, high unemployment. We've lost a lot of our manufacturing base overseas. There just aren't the jobs. Our car industries are still in trouble. If you look at the lots in Chicago or Florida or California, there aren't many new cars on the lots. There's trucks, but people are not buying cars because the banks are not loaning money.
Well, John, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest is John Quirk, and we'll be right back here at Genesis. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu. Who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about Amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, John Quirk, and Sydney talking about the financial situation, the tragic financial situation we find ourselves in today. And ladies and gentlemen, you cannot have a jobless recovery. It's an oxymoron, despite the fact that the media keeps telling us things are getting better. Look and see what's happening. We lose more jobs every month. Production is shutting down. We're shifting our production overseas. We're financing General Motors as they open new plants to create new jobs in China and India and Russia and Brazil. Why would we be giving all that money to General Motors so they can open new plants in other countries? We'll pick up the story there, John. Certainly, the financial outlook looks pretty bleak.
Is that, you know, China would love to find a substitute or replacement for the dollar, but its currency, its own currency, won't let it do that. What they're doing is they're siphoning off money and prosperity from the poorer nations, especially the Asian nations, African nations. They're trying to do it in Latin America. It isn't working out with their undervalued currency. What's going to happen is that as they have to make a decision. Are they going to try to make a jump politically and dominate the area and the world, not just economically, but militarily and diplomatically, which they want to do? Or are they going to look at the current situation and try to stabilize the existing global problem? Okay, and you know, what they're doing is just they're maneuvering around the global crisis. Okay, they're not addressing the problems that they have at home to deliver, you know, a better life for their people. So, you know, it's the old thing: every country looks out for itself. What I'm worried about, from a national security standpoint, as we keep printing money and we get more jammed up with unemployment and inflation, they're going to keep buying our products, our, you know, grain and corn and things like that, but they will start to squeeze us economically. They will start to say, hey, you know what, you better give in on this trade policy, you better give in on this economic policy, you better give in on certain kinds of diplomacy to do with Iran or our friends in Venezuela, our new friends the Chinese have, and we won't even know about it because by then the Chinese will have missiles that can hit our whole West Coast, and there won't be overt threats. That's not the way the Chinese function. And on the other side of it, what you were talking about, General Motors, is that the government is not only going to give the car people more money, they're going to give GMAC their financing more money, because people aren't buying cars. And then we have a huge problem, which most people know about, you know, on financial fraud. We have more white-collar crime. I think it's almost a bigger threat than terrorism. The FBI announced last week that they're going to hire 1,000 new agents and 15 financial analysts and get back to focusing on mortgage fraud and white-collar crime. Now, since 2001, the Justice Department has made very few MLAT requests. These are requests to seize money overseas in foreign banking havens due to fraud. Now there's more pressure on the FBI, Secret Service, and the Justice Department to get money. The IRS and the SEC are not allowed to get money overseas. A lot of people don't know that, but they have no statutes to do that. So what's eating at us in this country is not only the bailouts and the future bailouts and printing money, but it's the financial fraud. We have Nigerian fraud. We have black dot fraud. We have massive Ponzi's going on right now, like Stanford and Madoff. We have the whole construction industry came to a stop. What a lot of people in the construction business did was basically stop paying their vendors, their carpenters, their pool manufacturers, and so on. They looted what was left of their bank accounts and move stuff overseas. If you do research, you'll find that a lot of hotels are not building new hotels. The airlines are going to start laying off even more people. U.S. Air today announced they're going to fire 1,000 people and cut back on their routes. So what's happening, and basically nobody has any cash, and the United States government doesn't have any cash because that's why they're printing money. Where the printing money is going to jam us up is that our exports, which we thought would be cheaper if the Federal Reserve and China's not going to do it, help push the dollar down, more people would buy American products. That's not happening. If inflation comes about, and I agree with you, we're going to not only have inflation, gradual inflation, we're going to have hyperinflation, nobody will buy American products. And then American products will get cheaper and cheaper, but nobody will buy them. That is the catalyst for a depression. And in the 1929 depression, it was stock speculation and people buying on margin. The average bar. My grandfather was a barber in Chicago, and he had a nice house in Villa Park, Illinois. Give you an example, and he bought on margin, and he, like a lot of other people, thousands of people, lost everything, and it took him from 1930 to probably 1940 to rebuild his business, and he lost his home. What's going to happen in this country if the government doesn't do certain things and we don't reach some kind of accommodation with China? The same thing's going to happen. We're going to be in a depression, and I think the signs are out there. If you talk to most people, and I talk to scores of different people every day, friends, business people, military, and so on, nobody has any cash. That's number one. People are trying to cut back as much as they can. There are certain industries that are doing okay, but this country has always been fueled by the housing industry, and the banks are not loaning money for houses or cars. Maybe they are in certain parts of the country like Dallas and maybe some of the suburbs of Chicago. Florida's in a mess. California's in a mess. Michigan's in a mess. And I think it's going to continue that way. And I don't think Mr. Obama understands that. I don't think his advisors understand it.
Well, how do the military feel about what's going on in Afghanistan? They're being sent over there to fight a war, and yet, of course, certainly we know that the Taliban, the Al-Qaeda, has been financed in the past by the ISI, and there's all sorts of information suggesting the ISI is being funded, is being funded by the Pakistani government, and we're funding the Pakistani government, which doesn't make sense. Story just came out that Karzai's brother over there in Afghanistan, Karzai being the premier that used to work for UNICAL, there were the faulty elections over there in Afghanistan that can hold them again, but some people are tying his brother, a drug lord, into the CIA. Do you think there's any truth to that sort of thing?
Yeah, but, you know, people shouldn't panic. I mean, they shouldn't get their moral backbone up because the CIA has worked with drug dealers in Vietnam and Central America, and it's not that the CIA is helping them move drugs. We use criminals and people like Karzai's brother as informants. Do we look the other way?
Hold that thought.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and certainly our guest is John Quirk, and John has a wealth of information about what's going on. Well, what do you think about, is there anything else you wanted to say about I'd asked you about Afghanistan?
I think it's a smear against the CIA, because the CIA uses a variety of spiny creatures. It's permitted by Congress since 9/11 and the executive branch to work with criminals and drug dealers. We've done it in Vietnam and Cambodia and Laos. We've done it in Central America. And these three reporters, the left-wing CNN says they should win the Pulitzer Prize for this story. Well, what is the story? I mean, is Karzai's brother a confidential informant or an asset? That doesn't mean the CIA is dealing with drugs. That means what's happening is that Karzai's brother is supplying the United States with information, and maybe the individual case officers are looking the other way, but it doesn't mean that the CIA is involved with drugs, and Karzai's brother is an important guy. Maybe he is a scoundrel and a drug dealer, but he may be giving us a lot of information on targeting bad guys. That's the way the war is. Here's the problem with Afghanistan. General McChrystal has kind of sandbagged Mr. Obama in recommending, do we need 45,000 troops or 85,000? Now, I just came back. I spent a lot of time at NATO headquarters. I met a lot of military people. And off the cuff, they won't say it officially, but they'll say, we need 150,000 to 200,000 people there to defeat the Taliban. It's not Al-Qaeda, it's the Taliban. And all the stuff you said about Pakistan is correct. The trouble is, we're picking up the tab for a so-called NATO war in Afghanistan. Why don't the other 26 countries come up with 500 to 3,000 troops? NATO wants the United States not only to pay for everything, but to have a bulk of the troops. Well, NATO is very much behind defeating the Taliban. Then they should come up with 500 to 3,000 troops from Lithuania, Latvia, France, Spain, Italy, all the NATO countries. They don't want to do it because public opinion goes crazy when they even lose a few soldiers. That's a problem. So we need lots of troops to defeat the Taliban. The biggest problem is that they're talking another $1 trillion to $2 trillion not for the military component of Afghanistan, but all the social programs that they want. They want to have schools, education for women. They want to have health care, water projects. They want to build sewers and canals, which is important. The military, a lot of the military is going to do that. But what I want to know is where we're getting all the money, because Afghanistan, to me, is going to be an economic Vietnam. I think we're going to get bogged down there, and I don't think we can defeat the Taliban through just military. I think you're looking at a 10- to 20-year program of developing social programs along with the military. And maybe Mr. Obama, who McCain and everybody, they're all criticizing him, maybe he's starting to waver and think, you know something? Maybe I shouldn't approve 45,000 troops because the military will want 85 and 150. The money's getting worse. Maybe we should just do something. Maybe, and a good friend of mine is Wali Shah Wali, the son of the former king of Afghanistan, and he says, we talked about this, he says, you'll never defeat the Taliban. It's just like the mafia. You'll just be able to control them without taking over the whole country. And I think that's the problem with Afghanistan. And along with the problem with Afghanistan, it borders Iran, which is a problem for us and Israel, and it borders Pakistan. So I think even though you have the bailouts and you have Iraq and you have the problem with hyperinflation and you have the problem with printing money, I think if we don't use good judgment and reduce our spending in Afghanistan, that could sink the United States.
And I think you're absolutely right. Most people don't know that the debt ceiling is, I think, $12.2 trillion. We will reach that, and this is a new, of course, new high, but we'll reach that in the end of November. where can we come up with another couple of trillion dollars to actually continue the war in Afghanistan and to try to do some nation building? Certainly Mr. Obama was very critical of George Bush for nation building, and now he's faced with the same problem. Will he have the courage to say, that's not our job, and certainly whether we would like to do it or not, we can't afford to, and this could destroy our nation. If you destroy the finance of a nation, you destroy the nation, don't you?
Yes, and I think, you asked the question, where's Mr. Obama going to get the money? Eventually, he's going to have to raise taxes, whether he says he's not. Taxes, taxes, taxes. Now, I don't know about California, but people in Florida, where I'm based, can't afford any more taxes. Because of the housing crisis, people aren't paying their tax bills or their licensing fees. So in their wisdom, in these different counties, what they're doing is raising taxes on the people that it's hard for them to pay. So property taxes are going up, insurance is going up, electric bills are going up, everything's going up, taxes on gasoline. If he institutes more revenue, income taxes, he's going to have a big problem because there's more unemployment and people just can't pay the taxes. I mean, there's a freeze on Social Security. Our seniors are hurting. And I've been an internationalist my whole career. I lived overseas for 26 years. I worked in intelligence. And I think, I don't say we should become isolationists and build Alamos up in Montana or Idaho, but I think that we need more fiscal restraint. And like any corporation, you have to cut. And I think the United States has to cut spending, whether it's health care or whether it's the space program. I don't know what the priorities should be. Our leadership should set that out. And one of the big priorities is to reduce not our military, but reduce our overseas adventures, if you will. Let NATO and Europe pick up more of the tab. Let Mr. Obama, who is very popular in Europe, very popular among people of color in Africa and Asia, and the Muslims love him, the Arabs love him, let him ask Saudi Arabia and the Europeans to pick up the tab for the war in Afghanistan. But he's not doing that. And let him put more pressure on NATO to supply more troops.
Well, I think that NATO and Saudi Arabia and all the other countries just love to fight to the last American soldier in Afghanistan, but they're not going to raise their taxes. They're not going to send their boys to fight and die, and I don't think we should either. Well, let's get on into what really concerns me, and that is, of course, the potential for a expanded war in the Middle East, and I'm talking about the war with Iran. Now, a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, I was absolutely convinced there was going to be a war with Iran under one guise or another, and then it seemed to have faded away. But recently, it seems to be that the Israelis are talking more and more about this. We're seeing more and more in the media preparing us for a conflict with Iran. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I thought so, too. When the United States had 4 to 5 carrier task forces, Mr. Bush wanted to go in. The CIA report from the National Intelligence Center sandbagged them. We've gone back and forth on whether they have weapons-grade uranium, how far they are, do they have a deployment or not. What is increasing the Israeli paranoia is the perception that Mr. Obama does not support Israel and that he's almost abandoned them. And the Muslim countries are actually energized by that. But instead of trying to negotiate towards diplomacy like Mr. Obama wants, and he has good intentions, we're all Americans, we're all in this together, what's happened is Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas have taken this as a sign that he's on their side and that it's a sign of weakness in the Arab world. So Hezbollah, they just launched a rocket attack today against Israel. They have about 80,000 rockets. You've got the extreme hardliners in Iran that say we have to have a war.
Hold that thought, John. We'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that? A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. D-I-G-A-net.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today, because video never lies.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest John Quirk, we're talking about the possibility of war with Iran, or at least is Israel going to war with Iran? And Chris, if you get started with a war, you never know how that war is going to end up. And certainly we've seen examples of that, you know, down through the years. And we saw what happened in Sarajevo during began World War One. It was only a mild little conflict. Nobody anticipated it would last more than a few weeks. And before it was over, somewhere 14 million people were dead. And it was a total disaster, and many of the cities of Europe were in rubble. And suddenly we're talking about the possibility of a war in the Middle East. It might very well. Well, what are your thoughts on it, John?
Well, if you do a lot of research from different segments, like if you look at the strategic reserve kind of research that's going on, the Chinese have built strategic oil reserve facilities all over. They're flush with oil. So is the United States. So is Israel. So is not everybody except Europe, really. So is Japan. So they're worried about a war. I think the catalyst could be something very, what the Israelis think is small, that could get out of hand. I think the Israelis are planning to take out, instead of the 1,500 targets that the United States was looking at, or the 54 main research facilities, I think the Israelis have identified Bashir, this new facility near Qom, and another one right outside of Tehran, and possibly a fourth up in the mountains where they've got another secret base. They're thinking of taking those facilities out. What Iran may, in fact, want is for the Israelis to attack them. Nothing unites a country like an outside aggressor, because the Iranians have problems with their recent election. The young people are getting disgusted. Some of the sanctions are working no matter what. And Iran has a proxy in both Lebanon and Syria to buffer any kind of further attacks. So they could retaliate against Israel. I think the Syrians would not want that because their economy is doing very well. Hezbollah may want it. Fatah does not want it, but Hamas would probably help them. And certain terrorist groups like Islamic Jihad out of Egypt, and they're spreading all over to Yemen and so on, would benefit from it. But I think the main thing is where the United States, Mr. Obama wants to be on the sideline, is the main thing is that the Israelis are scared to death. If you talk to the average Israeli, whether he's military, intelligence, or people that are based in the country here doing business in the United States, they're scared to death of giving Iran any more time to do weapons-grade uranium. And the other problem that the Israelis have is Mr. Obama's administration. They're very cool to anything to do with military action against Iran until his diplomatic efforts move forward. And I can tell you, his diplomatic efforts, even though a lot of them are secret, are not moving forward. I mean, they're just not. The Iranians are like the North Koreans. They're just playing for time, where the North Koreans play for time to get food and fuel and keep us on the hook year after year because we eventually give in and give them that stuff, and then they go back to developing nuclear weapons. The Iranians are playing for time to actually have two or three weapons or have what they call like a 30-day window. In other words, they'll get up to a certain point and then they'll stop. But in 30 days, they could develop two to three weapons. And if they don't develop them in the 30 days and Israel attacks them, then they hope to turn a lot of Europe against Israel. They hope to create a divide between the United States a little bit and Israel. They hope to, you know, keep the pot boiling, to strengthen Hezbollah and Hamas, and completely undermine and destroy the peace process. So, you know, it takes two sides, it takes two people to tango. And I think the tension, you mentioned World War One. Barbara Tuchman wrote a book called Guns of August about how things started before World War One. And you have a lot of the same circumstances with Iran and Israel. So I think things could happen, and we wake up one morning and find out that, you know, there's military conflict going on.
Well, I think we're living in very, very uncertain times. Well, we're out of time, but I really want to thank you so much for your analysis, and certainly we'll look forward to talking to you off air. And please, if anything comes up, give us a call, and we'd love to get you back on again. God bless
you. Okay, take care, Stan. Good luck, and God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye. And, of course, that was John Quirk, who's spent many years living overseas, worked with intelligence, has contacts all over the world. fascinating source of information. But I don't know if you noticed, but we'd had Lindsay Williams on yesterday. And basically, even though Lindsay's source of information coming from somebody working with the Power Elite or the Brotherhood of Darkness, why, the information is very similar as far as the financial outlook, as far as what's going on in America, as far as a coming war in the Middle East, and certainly off-air, why John has told me, he anticipates that war is going to come in about 2 years, almost identical, point by point by point, to what we heard yesterday on our 4 o'clock program with Lindsay Williams. So we're living in very uncertain times, and you better start making preparations for it. We need to get people to understand, however, the powerful spiritual forces that are directing what's going on, because without understanding, nothing makes sense. And if you want to be effective in this battle, one thing I could suggest is getting a case of certainly our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We sold another one yesterday. They're $149.95 for shipping. You'll get 60 books, brings it down to $250 a book plus the cost of shipping. You'll never get a better deal than that. We do hope that many of you will order them. We need to get 50 in all. We've got a fair number already signed up. And once the offer is made, of course, it's pre-publication. Why, of course, it won't be made again for a couple of years. But what we need to do is get that book in the hands of as many people as possible, and you can change their lives. So if you'd like to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, 60 books at about $250 each plus shipping, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Well, this last weekend we had our annual seminar, well over 100, probably 185 people there. I was very, very happy. We'll have the CDs available in short order, individually or in a set. And we had Tom Horn, we had Catherine Albrecht, we had Will Grigg, we had Ashley Moat from England. I talked on the H1N1 vaccination, and of course the whole vaccine program, which of course has caused so much harm, so much more harm than good. And I will tell you that some of the vaccines have been very good, but unfortunately they should have stopped when they were ahead. Under any circumstances, the CDs will be available, the DVDs will be available before long, and we'll let you keep you abreast of that. You need, of course, to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on the Financial Armageddon. There's syllabuses with both of those. You need to get Pat Wood's talk on the Trilateral for Commission and understand that this organization, certainly their logo, has strong occult undertones or overtones to it. And then, of course, we hope very much that you'll want to get the Secret Mysteries series. It's 3 very professionally done DVDs that will give you tremendous insight into the founding of America, the building of our nation's capital, and the occult architecture of our nation's capital, and, of course, the emblems on the back of the dollar bill. That's the Secret Mystery DVDs, and you can get any one of them individually or all of them together at a reduced price. We hope that, of course, that you want to get the DVDs we're carrying on vaccines, mercury, autism, and the global vaccine program, and Russell Blaylock's excellent DVD called Vaccines and Brain Development. You'll find out that you vaccinate these children or vaccinate a pregnant woman, why there are going to be serious consequences because of the toxic effect of the inflammation on the brain. And they know that. They just don't want the people to know it, because there really are people who hate children. There really are people who hate children. They hate humanity, though. You need to get a talk on the planned population reduction. You need to get my talk on the planned police state and get the syllabus that goes with that. Understand, we're fighting a spiritual battle on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield. Our number 1-800-544-8927.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Oh, beautiful for space.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners or managers of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joyce Riley. Hi, Joyce. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. I understand you all are just celebrating over a wonderful conference this past weekend.
Well, we were very, very pleased. It was a great meeting and a great turnout. And it was just wonderful to see the enthusiasm of people from all over the country. But now we're getting back our feet on the ground and back to work here, because I believe we have our work cut out for us in this next 2 years. But I am guardedly optimistic. I mean, I've been at this for a long time, as I know you have. But, you know, well, I think we're seeing more and more people waking up, knowing there's a problem. And of course, I'm getting people call me all the time and say, hey, did you hear Joyce's program this morning? And I say, look, I don't have time to. Or they'll call me and tell me how they don't like Alex Jones because he had somebody else. Don't call me and tell me about Alex. You know, if you don't like Alex's program, you call him. I think he's reaching a lot of people. I think Joyce is reaching a lot of people. And that and people all across the country, I think the American people are beginning to wake up. What do you think?
Well, I think that, well, first of all, on the issue of radio shows, we all appeal to different people, and different people like us. I respond to certain radio talk show hosts, and others I don't. And so it's good that we all have a different personality. Otherwise, we'd be so boring that, you know, we'd be hearing one thing from the 1 hour to the next, and I'm glad that doesn't happen. But as far as waking up, oh, my goodness, people want something to do right now. They want the action items. And I know we had a radio show recently, which was the theme of it was don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. And we even had a T-shirt made up with that, because a lot of people are simply saying, I'm not going to comply, and on the 15th of every month, they're not going to buy from organizations that they don't want to support. In other words, go put your money, vote with your dollars with people that you believe in. If it's Dr. Stan, then do, by all means, make those the dollars that you spend on the 15th of the month. But don't buy from the major corporations, gasoline or anything else. And I think that we do need to stand together and start doing those things. I think people are really concerned in looking at what the military is doing now. We had Oath Keeper Stephen Rhodes on the program the other day, and they just had their conference in Las Vegas. The military people and law enforcement that are getting involved with them are doing an incredible job of stirring up some serious, allegiance to their oaths and the fact that not on my watch, this is not going to happen. Because the military, by and large, is doing some very strange things right now, and I do want to talk about that. Some of the things that I've noticed are very bizarre in the military. For instance, as an example, they just brought on a new Secretary of the Army. Now, there's nothing unusual about bringing on a new Secretary of the Army. The only thing that's a little bit strange is the Secretary of the Army is not an Army man. He's not a Marine man. He's not a Navy man. He's not an Air Force man. He's never been in the military. So you've got an Army Secretary, John McHugh, now, who, you know, has his ideas on how the military should be run. And I would think the people in the military would be saying, you know, what are you guys thinking, bringing in here somebody who's never been in the military? Now, granted, he may have good experience. Obviously, he was 17 years in Congress, so that probably gives him about all the experience he could possibly ever want. And maybe he stayed at a Holiday Inn Express, you know, one night, and that gives him the opportunity to be such an expert on the Army.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost, online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course, Joyce was just talking about this story of the Northwest flight, where the two pilots got so distracted that they flew 150 miles beyond their destination, and they had come back again, and all the excuses have been given. Number one, they fell asleep, or they were in an argument, or they're working on their laptops. And in fact, I even saw a picture of simulated cockpit the other day, and then they had a simulated laptop, and they had the fellow working on it with his fingers. Now, this is all to implant in your mind that this is what happened. What do you think happened? Because obviously, they're not telling us the truth.
Right, and I flippantly made the statement the other day, which some of my listeners did not like, because I said, well, they're not telling us the truth, obviously, and I don't know who they are. Maybe the guys are telling the truth, and yet the FAA or the NTSB or whomever is not wanting the real reason out there. But I made the flippant statement of maybe we ought to waterboard these guys. If it works for the enemy, maybe we ought to just, if people don't tell us the truth, let's just waterboard them until they do. Well, somebody said to me, if you're not willing to be waterboarded, don't make a joke about it. Well, I don't believe anybody in the world should be waterboarded. I think that's torture. I think it's inexcusable. But I'm making a statement of, why is it all of a sudden that nobody tells the truth? Everybody is just playing this game of I'm going to get out of here without anybody knowing what really happened. Well, these guys obviously came into some kind of situation that took them 150 miles. And if a plane goes 600 miles an hour or 10 miles a minute, then it seems that perhaps we need to double the 150 miles because they also had to come back, right? They went the 150 miles out, then they had to come back again. That's 300 miles now. And then we had the nerve of the NTSB to say today, well, we estimated the time that they were not in contact with the tower, and we were really short about 91 minutes. It should have been much more than that. Well, wait a minute. You don't estimate when people are not in connection with the tower, in communication with the tower, because the tower is there all the time. These guys, they said, got so distracted they didn't even pay attention to the tower request for them to respond. Now, something really, really bizarre happened. Either they were doing something they shouldn't have been doing in the cockpit, or somebody, or they had some kind of event that took place that let them, that they were totally out of control of that aircraft, which I kind of think that might be what it is. In other words, we know that there can be remote control of aircraft. We know Boeing has a patent to do that. Maybe something happened, and I don't know what reason they would do that, but then I don't understand the reasons they're doing anything in the government right now. But the interesting thing is they're not talking about any of the, you didn't see any of the interviews of all the people getting off the plane. Remember, normally, people getting off of a boat, if they've had an infection or whatever on the cruise boats, they'll say, oh, it was horrible, we all got sick or whatever. But off this plane, nobody said it. There was nobody. It was as if all the passengers who were flying from California to Minnesota all said, oh, that's okay. We don't need to land. We'll just keep going. What happened to that? You didn't see any of the interviews of all the people getting off the plane. Remember, normally, people getting off of a boat, if they've had an infection or whatever on the cruise boats, they'll say, oh, it was horrible. We all got sick or whatever. But off this plane, nobody said it. There was nobody. It was as if all the passengers who were flying from California to Minnesota all said, oh, that's okay. We don't need to land. We'll just keep going. What happened to that stewardess, flight attendant, who they know to the minute and the second when that plane is supposed to land? So did the flight attendant just say, oh, I guess we're going to take a different route this time, or maybe we're going to go to a different place? Of course they asked. Of course they were trying to be they were probably in contact with the pilots. So this is a very bizarre situation, but it's an example of the fraud that can be perpetrated on people because they don't ask any questions. So I encourage my listeners to always ask, what is the real story behind everything, because we've been lied to so many times that they should not blame us when we don't believe anything that they're telling us. So I think some event took place in which maybe there was a remote control of the aircraft, and they are, and one gentleman came forward, one of the pilots came forward and said, you know, I'll tell you right now, we were not sleeping, and we were not having an argument, but that's all I can say to you.
And I think that there may have been some sort of an experiment on them to see what would happen. And they have all sorts of things that they can do. I've talked to people who've been in the military on military exercises, you know, pretending they were sneaking up on a target, and suddenly they were paralyzed. They couldn't move. This whole squad of special forces totally paralyzed. They didn't know what it was. They laid there for 5 minutes. Somebody turned the machine off that was paralyzing them, and then they, of course, were allowed to go home. We have such sophisticated and amazing technology that the average individual totally incapable of understanding what's really going on. Certainly, right now, of course, we've got with us Joyce Riley, but we were talking about, you know, Joyce had said that the people are beginning to wake up. They know something's wrong. And I think we have a unique opportunity, probably better than we've ever had before, to begin to get people involved. But people have to realize we can't trust the conservative organizations. In my estimation, they've almost all been infiltrated. We can't trust our religious organizations because they've been neutralized. Many of the liberal organizations have been neutralized, and I really believe that people are going to have taken upon themselves to begin organizing either the county or congressional district and get good people there together and start planning on who you're going to run for political office next year, who you're going to run for dog catcher, for the fire board, for the water board. Surely they've taken over water boards all across the country so they can create a crisis in water, and before long you're going to see them rationing water, not because it's needed, but because they've held up any effort to do what was necessary so we would have adequate water supplies. They've tried to destroy every aspect of our society, whether it be our agriculture, whether it be our business, whether it be the fishing industry, whether it be the dams of this country which they're tearing down, whether it would certainly be the financial institutions, whether it be the electricity grids, whether it would be General Motors. They've intentionally destroyed General Motors, and of course they're building all sorts of plants overseas, but not in the United States. They've destroyed our housing industry, our mining industry, our medical industry, our pension industry, our transportation industry, the trucking industry. They know what they're doing. And, of course, if we're ever going to take America back, it's going to have to be now. But you go right ahead, Joyce.
Well, I don't think we're going to take America back. I think it's going to crash. I think that the foundation of this country is going to implode. Because what we're doing right now with this game of playing as though we've got all this money to buy a new health care system for everybody, and everybody and your dog will probably be involved in this and get everything they want, is absolutely fraudulent, because there is no money. I mean, there's a giant Ponzi scheme going on between, of course, Social Security, Medicare, Obama's bailout programs, whatever it is. And since they are just printing up more money and more money, it has to implode sometime. I think right now, with all of the indicators that are saying, give up the dollar's done, it's over, is once they stop and have to reevaluate the currency and either back it with something or not back it at all or change over that currency, I think we're going to see some things happening. Now, this past weekend, nearly all of the financial websites, and I'm talking about Bank of America, I can't even think of all the names of them right now, several of the credit unions and the large banks, even the foreign banks, all had a unified stoppage of their websites. In other words, they said that they were going to be down for computer upgrade or something like that. Well, what was interesting was I got some information from an IT guy who said he worked for Bank of America, and that this event that occurred last weekend over what was it, the 25th and 26th, I think, of 24th and 25th, was called October Release. in which something happened in the financial industry. We don't know really what it was, but I did check, and I asked people if they had been unable to get into their website, their online banking over the weekend to let us know. And sure enough, it was true that most of the major banks stopped functioning for some unknown reason and had this computer upgrade, all of them at the time, same time. They were international banks, they were national banks, they were local banks, they were credit unions. And I think probably what took place is there's some move with the Federal Reserve underfoot in which things are going to start changing here. And they're keeping everybody distracted with Bernie Madoff and Andre Agassi use crystal meth and, you know, anything they can get us distracted with. But something's getting ready to implode. And I think that since we've had China, Japan, Iran, you know, say, we don't want your stinking dollar anymore, we're going to have to realize that we're going to be in trouble real soon. And I do mean real soon. Because with the banks, all we have to do is look at the FDIC. Now, the last time I was on the program, we talked about that memo to the board of directors of the FDIC, in which they said the last quarter of this year, we're in a world of hurt. And the first quarter of next year, you might as well forget it. We're going to be in real trouble. So now what has happened is if the FDIC is going to be in trouble, and we had another big six-bank failure on Friday, this past Friday, we're now going to be looking at an implosion of our currency. Now, what can they do? What are the options? Well, they can print more money, which is what I think they're going to do, and they're going to flood the market with more money to make it look as though it's okay. Now, for an example, when you look at the FDIC, they say, well, we're okay because we can just borrow from the Treasury Department. Well, the Treasury Department doesn't have any money either. Where are they going to get it from? So what we're looking at is the FDIC failing, not able to back up their $250,000 guarantees, which we know they don't even have probably $50,000 to guarantee everybody's bank account or bank loan, bank account. And so now we've got this implosion just getting ready to happen. And I think the FDIC going down and not being able to keep up with the bank accounts is going to be the first thing we're going to see. And when that happens, that's when we're going to start seeing lines around the banks again. Now, remember, when we had the first big bank in L.A. that failed, and this was way back when, about a year
ago. Hold that thought, Joyce. We'll be back in just a moment.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird, not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, ValleyViewEmus.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan, and Cindy Joyce is talking about the H1N1 epidemic. And apparently in Sacramento, a woman and her husband wanted to go to the UC Davis hospital there. They pulled up in front of the hospital. This is something she's heard from somebody on a radio program. Hasn't been confirmed. It's just a story somebody told. But go ahead with the story, Joyce.
Well, it's a source that wasn't on the radio show, but it was a source. A person called me last night and said, I need to tell you about this, that this did take place, that they knew the people that had been to the hospital. So that's all I had to go on. However, it does sound very interesting given the fact that it contains all the components of what we know can happen. Anyway, they drove up to the emergency room. A military person escorted them over to a facility within the 250 feet of the hospital, in which it was a tent operation. Now, we know already there's been admissions of tent operations because some hospitals are so busy, so full, that they need to have people outside, and that's okay in the warmer climates, but it's sure not going to work around here. Anyway, the people were taken over to this area. They did not see a physician. And the interesting thing is that they were first given the swine flu shot, the very first thing. But the lady was very, very sick. Now, obviously, when you have a compromised person, that's not, you know, that's not the first thing you do is vaccinate them, especially without a physician seeing them.
That's the last thing you do because they already have a compromised immune system, and the vaccine will actually compromise your immune system even further. You never vaccinate a sick person, but go ahead.
And that's exactly what they were doing. As people would arrive at the, which is, was essentially, I mean, I'll be honest, it was essentially the overflow of the hospital. They didn't want the hospital being filled up with swine flu patients, so they put them in this overflow area. When they did, they were the first thing is they were given the swine flu vaccine, everyone that came to that facility, without a physician seeing them. Then the second thing they did was they gave the shot to anybody that brought the person there or came with them. Then they were told that they had to remain there 48 hours in this tent facility where everybody was really, really sick. Now, the interesting thing is I think that fits the payment schedule in which they have to be sequestered there or contained there or whatever term you want to use, quarantined there, for 48 hours for the hospital to get payment. But this is what I'm going on now. I talked with somebody in Sacramento that I hope is going to get back to me and let me know about this. But that concerns me because that's, you know, really not what we call health care. That's not really good medical care at all. She never saw a physician. She stayed there 48 hours, and they told her she could go home. She was not any better. In fact, she was probably worse. but they told her to go home after the 48 hours. So there's a lot of things taking place. The military, I know, is getting the swine flu vaccine now. I'm very suspicious of all these military bases that are having outbreaks, and I just feel it in my gut that it's got to be the viral shedding from all of those people in some in close quarters receiving the vaccine and then passing the virus on to other people. But I really feel, though, that it's not as bad as we're being told that it is. But I think this is the run-up for another situation. And remember, this is the first national emergency we've had since 2003. And 2003 was a very limited national emergency over West Nile virus, which, again, is, I think, created because we didn't have a problem with West Nile virus until the until 1990s when the late 1980s when we sold West Nile virus, West Nile fever, to Saddam Hussein. It had really been a research issue until that time. You know, rarely, as I understand, there may have been an outbreak, but may have been also directly related to messing around with vaccines. But they had a major problem with West Nile virus here in 2003, and that's when they declared a limited national emergency then. But Massachusetts just passed the Senate in Massachusetts just passed their very controlling legislation regarding this, and they really can do just about anything. They can come into your house. They can take whatever you have. I saw that today, and it just sent chills up my spine. Because we know that once they started in one state, it's going to be going into the other state.
Well, I think the people are going to just have to stand up like the people in New York did who work at the hospitals. And they said, you're going to have to take the swine flu shot. And if you don't, you're going to be fired. And the people said, we're not going to do it. And they said, you've got to take it. You're going to be fired if you work in the hospital. We'll take away your pensions. And the people said, we're not going to do it. We don't care what you do. And they held some demonstrations. And the state administration and said, okay, we'll withdraw the requirement.
That's right.
And I think what we need are people who have the courage to just say no. And I think it's important. You've got to understand, one, I don't know if there's any squalene in this vaccine. I don't trust them. We know it's in the European vaccine, but one shot can destroy your life forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
During World War II, millions suddenly found their lives in peril. One of those, 11-year-old Harold Gordon, as recounted in his book, The Last Sunrise, faced Auschwitz's horrors. This is Elizabeth Border from GCN's The Divided Kingdom, heard at 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, on WWCR 5.070 MHz, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central, Friday, 7 p.m. Central. Once, Harold Gordon's life was spared by bartering gold. Lou Blanchard and I bought gold and silver from Midas Resources years before we became GCN radio hosts. We like the fact that unlike some radio offers that hold the gold for you, Ted Anderson's Midas Resources sends it right to your front door. Lou and I hope you'll protect your family with even a few gold coins. Call 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
The suicide rate in the military. The suicide rate in the military now is higher than in the civilian population, percentage-wise. I mean, this is beyond belief that we have got military committing suicide or homicide, many of them doing that, and yet we're just going, oh, well, they just must have had a rough time over there or bad tour of duty or whatever. No. You know, you didn't have this kind of a suicide rate among POWs. There's something happening, and we know that there's – military is a whole different ballgame right now.
I think that they have the ability to alter the minds of people. In fact, my latest news article, my latest Radio Liberty letter, deals with the fact that the children in our nation's capital have, as you know, it's the murder capital of the world, but it also has the lowest SAT scores anywhere in the nation. We checked it out. And these children have been systematically poisoned because they put chloramine and hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water there. It pulls the lead out of the pipes. It leads to raids, criminal behavior, and decreasing mental acuity, lowers the IQ, and they poisoned all of the children in Washington, D.C., by adding these things to the drinking water. We can verify this from many sources. In fact, there's a study of 450,000 children that Dr. Roger Masters writes about out of Dartmouth. And in those children across America where they've put the hydrofluorosilicic acid in the drinking water, why, of course, it doubles the lead level in the blood of white children, of 4 times in Hispanic, up 6 times in the blacks, and then we wonder why one of every, 3 young black men is in prison, probation or parole. Are they doing similar things with the military? They use them for experiments all the time. Why are so many people engaged in criminal activity have lost their sense of a moral foundation?
Oh, you're so right about the moral foundation. And I don't know if it's being encouraged in the military. I don't know if it's being covered up. I just don't understand. But it is so far worse, especially for whistleblowers. I don't care if it's women talking about having been raped or people just wanting to talk about depleted uranium. There are a lot of people now that are scared to death to tell the truth because of fear of they're going to end up being suicided, if you will. And they're going to be, lose their lives, not just, be thrown out of the military. You know, there's another situation. There's an Abu Ghraib. You recall that, and I would have only known about this because of the Army Times, but you recall the guy who was, he was nude and he was placed on a box and they had him looking like, they had a mask.
I've seen the pictures of him.
Okay, everybody's seen that picture. And that looked like he was going to be executed with the, the soldier who was photographed giving a smiling thumbs up besides that pyramid of that naked Abu Ghraib detainee, her attorney is now arguing that she should have her criminal conviction overturned because parading prisoners in the nude is apparently U.S. Army policy. I mean, where have we come in this country that... At Fort Lewis, I believe it's Fort Lewis right now, they just had a major investigation over the troops there, our troops, our military people, who were refusing to serve in Afghanistan we're being given, I mean, we're being examined, if you will, under cameras by opposite sex people in the military. I mean, just as a huge harassment situation. I mean, where have we come in the corruption and the evil that nothing that we used to think as being normal is normal anymore? I mean, the cruelty that we see in this world is what is frightening me, is I'm seeing cruelty at just at every stand. And I think that people are waking up because they're realizing, my gosh, we're going into a cruel, evil scenario here, and I don't like it. And where are the normal people? Where are the people that have love in their hearts, the love of the Lord in their hearts, the love to do things for each other? And I know that's one of the things we've been focusing on the Power Hour, is that we have to have that bond between us with other people that we can call upon when we need someone. We need them to be there for us. We need to be there for them. And this is the time that we need to be getting our spiritual lives in order. We need to be getting our foxhole buddies in order, because the people that you can really trust are few and far between. And I just feel as though that we're so fortunate to have our radio audiences who we know we can trust, who we love, who we believe in. They believe in us. And we've been there for them for a long time. And I'm just realizing we've got to have a support system. And if we don't, we're going to go down. And the one thing that we're going to do is we're going to resist. We're a very peaceful, loving people. I know you do not go on the offensive, Dr. Stan. I know that you and Barbara are not, you know, hunkered down with, you know, barrels of the rifle sticking out of your windows just waiting for somebody to come by. I mean, you guys are very loving, caring people, but you don't want to be pushed. You know, we will respond defensively, but we're not an offensive group of people. We just want to be left alone. We just want the truth, and we want to be able to have the love of the Lord in our hearts and other people that are like that, because that is just so precious to me, and I'm starting to realize that more every single day.
Well, as we always say, we're involved in a spiritual battle being played on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield, but it's still a spiritual battle. Joyce, before we go on, I want you to get your website out and tell people how they can listen to your radio programs.
Well, you can go to thepowerhour.com. You can listen to us on that incredible Global Star Network with Todd Waite, because Todd Waite is just an amazing person. And I have thanked you and thanked you and thanked you for the very fact that we got involved with Global Star and were able to be on the same network with you, Dr. Stan, because I get to hear you all the time now. And we play it over our phone lines, so everybody that calls in gets to hear you also. And we love the idea that we can be on Global Star as well as Rick's Satellite. And we're giving away a Rick's Satellite system every Friday to somebody who can't afford to listen to the program. And you know, it's wonderful. I mean, can't afford to have a Rick Satellite. It's wonderful because a lot of the listeners are donating money toward that and saying, I want to be a part of that also. And I really, really appreciate the people. And these Rick Satellite systems are just unbelievable. They are so, so nice to have it. And you can listen on shortwave on 5.090, I believe it is, yes. Or go to thepowerhour.com. Because, you know, I'm afraid that we're going to lose shortwave. I'm afraid we're going to lose Internet. You know, we've always been afraid of this, but somehow I see it being controlled under the guise of the pandemic. We need to take over the shortwave. We need to take over the Internet. And I do hope that people will call Rick and get a Rick Satellite. Because it is just wonderful. It is incredible. That's how you listen to the Power Hour, 7 to 10 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday.
And 7 to 10, what time zone?
7 to 10 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday.
And is that Eastern Time, Central Time?
Central Time.
Central Time.
Central Time, Monday through Friday.
All right, fine. So that would be 7 to 10. That would be 5 to 7 here in California, 5 through 8 here in California. But
right.
It's fascinating, but you can always get the replays. That's a nice thing at the Power Hour, or certainly at Radio Liberty, but go to the Power Hour website, and so you can get the replays or get the archives. A wonderful program, a different perspective, but still coming at it from the same point of view. And we only get a chance to talk about once a month when Joyce is a regular visitor here at Radio Liberty. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for Joyce. But we are in real trouble as a nation because we've lost our moral foundation. And everybody talks about, is waterboarding torture or isn't waterboarding torture? And you're focusing on the wrong issue. I mean, you should read the report that was put out by Major General Taguba, who was a Philippine general, two-star general, who was assigned the task of actually researching and preparing a report on what happened at Abu Ghraib. But he was told beforehand, if you tell the truth, General, why, of course, your military career will be over. He told the truth, and he was given an order to resign from the military. You see, in the military, you don't tell the truth about anything when you've been ordered not to. How can you have a moral society when your generals are told and ordered not to tell the truth? We're in real trouble. We've lost our moral foundation, and we've got... everybody is calling in here, and we'll get to our listeners as soon as we can, so my producer can get through them. Under any circumstances, it's vitally important that people out there realize that you have an obligation for what happens in our nation. And all that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. You have to choose what you're going to do. You could sit there and do nothing, and you'll probably be rounded up and put in a concentration camp, and your children will be taken away, and you'll lose everything you have, and you'll have nobody to blame but yourself. And you say that couldn't happen here in America. And I would say, why couldn't it happen here, ladies and gentlemen? We went to war with Afghanistan because we were attacked by 50 Saudi Arabians. Isn't that logical? And then we went to war with Iraq because they have weapons of mass destruction. And then we found out they didn't have weapons of mass destruction. But we just kept our troops there anyway because, after all, if we pulled our troops out, there'd be chaos in the country. And then, of course, you go down the line with what's going on. They're destroying the value of our currency. We will reach, as of the end of next month, November, I think $12.2 trillion in national debt, so they'll have to raise the debt ceiling again. But let's go to Fred, who's calling from Philadelphia. But they're going to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people in the last 2 days. A Tuesday we had Lindsay Williams, who gave us that story. Just the hour before this, we had John Quirk on, who spent his life in intelligence, knows people throughout the country, and gave exactly the same point of view. Isn't that interesting? Well, we've got Fred from Philadelphia. Fred, do you have a question or comment?
Well, is Joy still there?
She sure is. I've just been talking, waiting to get you on the line.
Hi there, Fred.
Hi. Well, Joyce, I'm just blown away about how smart and the smarts that you have, the guts that you have to talk about this discrepancy in the airline story, and that has basically not been talked about by anybody else.
Well, I thank you for saying that. To me, I always look behind whatever is beneath the story. I want to know, and that's why I watch television, not because I want to watch television. In fact, I try not to watch it because it messes up my head if I watch it. I just listen to it a lot of the time. But I thank you for saying that. But, you know, that's what gets people thinking is, wait a minute, you're right. Now, everybody ought to say to themselves, why didn't I ask the question? How do two guys overshoot a runway and go, oh, my gosh, well, I'll be darned, we're in Canada. How did that happen? I mean, that's just like the blue and orange that's being seen on television, which you know I talk a lot about. Is people cannot believe we've been having light blue and orange 2.0 recently. I mean, everybody on every network is wearing orange ties now. And so why don't we see it? If people aren't seeing the blue and orange, that's what scares me, is people are not seeing the move from red, white, and blue to blue and orange.
And I think there's going to be an airliner, there's going to be people that are going to, either the flight attendants or the passengers, is going to automatically be complaints about this. What about the complaints from the passengers? What about passengers wanting to contact the media about this? Why has this not been talked about afterwards?
I know. Nobody has gotten off a plane and said a word. You've not seen anybody. And anybody worth their salt ought to be calling the media and saying, man, I was on that plane, and we were fed up. Because you know when you get on a plane, especially when you're going from California to Minnesota, you're going to be looking at your watch and figuring out when we're going to land. You've got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Some people want a cigarette, whatever. The kids are getting restless, and yet nothing. It's like nothing. Oops, we're in Canada. Oh, let's turn around. Unbelievable.
Well, you know, Fred, if you study what's happened in the past, of course, we have some interviews with the people who are on the USS Liberty that they tried to sink back in 67, and the soldiers and the, if I may, I should say, the sailors, servicemen on that ship were told if they ever told the truth, they would be killed. They were told by their superior officers, you'll spend your rest of your life in prison or worse. And for 20 to 30 years, those men lived in constant terror of their own government. We have interviews with them in our four-tape set. Why don't the listeners speak out? Well, I know lots of people who've been threatened in this country and just been told, you keep quiet, this is a matter of national security. And you know what happens if you violate our national security laws. So, Fred, maybe one day we'll learn, but we'll have Joyce on next month again, and hope she'll have more information.
I think she's going to be very well prepared, just like she was today.
She always is. This is why we love having her. Thanks so much for
tomorrow,
calling.
Tomorrow, Fred, we're going to be talking on the Power Hour about the worst meals, the 20 worst meals that you can possibly get at a restaurant. The worst child's meal, the worst fast food meal, the worst everything. It's going to be fun.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you,
let's go to Judy calling us from Salinas. Go ahead, Judy.
Okay, Dr. Stan and Joyce. My question, and I have another comment to make in regard to it. I'm wondering if we're protecting the poppies in Afghanistan, not for the heroin so much, but for the morphine. So when we treat the elderly to keep them from their pain, and that's the most we're going to do, and for putting your lights out with morphine. And that's not an easy way to go. I watched a cancer patient being treated with it, and she came out of it, and she had such terrible pain, but she didn't want to put up with the dreams that she was having, because they were horrible, I guess. And her one sister wanted her to continue with it, and she died that night.
Well, you know, I appreciate what you're saying. I don't know. Dr. Stan, where does morphine come from?
Well, it comes from the opium plant.
Of course,
the largest producer right now is Afghanistan. It's being guarded by our CIA. Because, after all, if we were to destroy the crops, why? What would the people grow? How would they make a living? Why we can't get rid of that? Because you know what happened to the Taliban? They got rid of the opium when they were in charge, and then, of course, we went to war with them. And now that America controls Afghanistan, why the poppy fields are blooming. Okay, thanks very much for calling there. Well, our guest, of course, has been Joyce Riley, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoy our program with Joyce. We have her on every month. We have certain people I think are important who have something worthwhile to say, and I always enjoy our programs with Joyce Riley. I hope you do as well. So then, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we've got 60 outlets every week, and it's an expensive proposition. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And, of course, we will continue making the offer of a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will explain what is really going on, the true nature of the spiritual battle that's taking place. And ordinarily, the books sell for $12.95. You get 60 of them for $149.95 plus shipping, and of course it'll get books about $250 each. You can sell them for $12.95. You can give them away, but you can change people's lives once they suddenly learn the secret. And we tell you the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years, the secret that Dan Brown alludes to in his book, The Lost Symbol, but he never tells you. And we tell him. And he knows what it is because he opens his book, The Lost Symbol, with a quotation from Manly P. Hall, who said, "To be in the world and not understand the world is like being in a great library and not being allowed to touch the books." And, of course, it comes from Manly P. Hall's book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages. But, of course, Daniel Brown never tells you that. Why? Because he's keeping the secret. Well, you learn it in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and we need to get that secret out. So if you'd like to get a case of books, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we've got a great deal of information on vaccines. Right now, you've got to understand, they're poisoning our children. They probably destroyed the mind to some extent of every child in the United States. We know that one in six children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or learning or speech disability. That didn't happen by accident. You don't see this in children that don't take the vaccines. One in nine children has asthma. you don't see this in the Amish children who don't take the vaccines. 1 in 60 to 70 boys of 1 in 100 children is autistic. Their life has been destroyed. You don't see it. The kids who don't take the vaccines, very, very, very rarely, 1 in 10,000. They're destroying our children. They know what they're doing. The people of America should be outraged. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the book, Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? Dr. David Ayoub's excellent DVD, which comes with a free CD-ROM in addition to the DVD. The CD-ROM has literally several thousand pages of files.